Hello, listeners. Today we are talking Maths Olympiads with Year 7 students Jessica Corrado and Emily Bartier. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you. And their mentor, mathematics teacher, Mrs. Sarah Hayden. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so tell me about what are the Maths Olympiads?
The Maths Olympiads is a competition between schools. You get a test with 5 questions. They're problem-solving questions, and you have to answer them in 30 minutes.
Oh, so, okay, as a team?
As a team or individually?
It's individual work, but the overall scores are added together to make a team result.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're not allowed to speak to each other?
No.
No, okay. All right, and only 30 minutes?
Yes.
And is this done during school time or on the weekend or in the evening? Where do the Maths Olympiads meet?
We usually meet either before school or after school, mm-hmm. but if we need to, we can do it at lunch as well.
Okay, and do you have to go, they just compete here on site, Ms. Hayden?
Yes, that's correct. We've got a weekly timetable for practicing or doing the 4 tests a year or reviewing our test results.
Okay. And so I'm thinking that across the term there's different heats. Do you know who you're competing with, different schools, or are you competing against the test?
A combination of both. A selection of schools worldwide take part in the event. We're in the Australian, New Zealand region. Mm-hmm. So we're aware of the other schools. But I guess the main challenge or the competition is the maths and the questions themselves, which we all review as a team afterwards.
Mm. And are these concepts directly related to Australian curriculum Year 7 maths, or do they push the students into areas of unknown?
They definitely push us into areas okay. of unknown. My reflection is... you wouldn't see these questions in a normal Year 7 or Year 8 textbook. Mm-hmm. And that's been a huge challenge and learning for us to devise strategies, learn strategies to address problems that we've never really encountered before.
Okay, so what do you enjoy about that?
Me personally, I enjoy seeing what kind of math questions will come in the next test, because when I get them, it's like, oh, I might need to use a different strategy for this and, like, extend myself to answer the question.
Okay, great. And has that helped you back in class, in your normal Year 7 maths class?
With tougher questions, it has, because I'm like, oh, I learned about this in Math Olympiads. I can use this strategy to help me solve this.
Okay, wonderful. So you're transferring those skills.
Yeah.
Excellent work. And what do you think?
What I really like about Maths Olympiads is that it like teaches us new skills that we wouldn't learn in a normal class. It's like an amazing opportunity to meet new people and learn like harder maths.
Mm. And Jessica, are you a competitive person?
Not really. I wouldn't say I'm very competitive, but I do like to win.
Okay. And how do you get feedback, Sarah, to know how the team is going?
We put our results in an online program. They don't publish the schedules of how the team's going. We're halfway through the program, so I'm not aware how we're going. It has been pretty hard for us all. It's been a huge learning opportunity. So I'm not too confident that we're sitting top of the league right now. But what we are learning is a lot new maths, a lot new strategy, a whole new strategies. And I think we're setting ourselves up well for future events.
Yeah, future success. So we've just got one team at present?
Yeah, we've got 10 Year 7 and Year 8 girls in the team. They're very dedicated. We're not allowed to take older students, so it's only available for Year 7 and Year 8 students.
Okay, all right. And so in the future, would you hope we have multiple teams to enter?
Yes, we can have up to 30 in a team.
Oh.
So we could have several teams of 30.
Okay, so an area for growth in maths if we watch this space.
Absolutely. Okay. It's our first year.
Thank you so much for coming and telling us about the Math Olympiads.
Thank you.